One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Archie, it's 10:30 on a Monday evening. You've just rocked up. And what the hell are you doing?
Mate, business never sleeps. Banter needs to happen when banter needs to happen.
How did you get in the house?
Mate, your house, mate. Let me in.
Mate, it's...
He also gave me this microphone.
Mate, it's so late at night.
Mate, listen.
What was such a rush?
You've seen all this chat about the Extinction Rebellion lot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I found a chica to come on. Fire up the laptop.
Why do you care about them so much?
Mate, they need to be delivered some serious C.H.A.T. chat. And also, it's a bloody good warm-up to the season ahead. Fire up the laptop, mate, and let's get some banter. Onside chat.
More lads, more lads, more lads, more lads. More lads. A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Well, Laura, we're delighted to welcome you onto the show. Laura Amherst, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who's a political activist for Extinction Rebellion, of all people. Laura, welcome to the show. Firstly, I think we should kick things off by asking, how did you fall in love with Extinction Rebellion? How did they grab your heart?
I was introduced to them at the start of the year, and it basically coincided with me reading the IPCC report and understanding that we are actually in a climate emergency.
Is there any initiation process to get into the club?
No, not really. You just kind of, you can go to their website and it's got like a link saying join us and it gives some information. They're constantly publishing on social media, like the different events and stuff that they're doing.
So quite different from my rugby club. Because obviously when you join the club and focus, you have to do an initiation.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That seems very different.
You have to do a bum funnel, but that's,
completely different, I think. Yeah. But, So what was your first protest? You've been to a couple now. What was your first protest?
The day that I went topless was literally my first one.
Really? And what spurred you on to go topless? I mean, we'll jump straight into that. Why not?
Yeah. So basically, a couple of days before we went to this protest, there was an event in Brighton, because I'm from Brighton. Yeah. There was an event in Brighton called Free... I don't know if you've heard of it, called Free the Nipple.
Yeah.
So it's basically...
Do you know that one, Archie?
No, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
So basically, it's a group of women that go around topless with their boobs completely out. And it's basically just to promote the fact that we're not just sexualized creatures and we can be showing our nipples and things such as breastfeeding and other things like that. And we shouldn't feel shame around our nipples, and we shouldn't feel shame around our boobies.
I'm all for that, to be honest. I regularly go to SW4 Festival. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's in Clapham. And I go topless the whole day, just but with UV paint.
Well, you can't you?
Exactly.
Because you're a man.
So very, very similar. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And no,
I would love to go down to that event in Brighton.
Yeah.
So you just basically go there and get your chassis out.
Yeah.
So, I'm in seriously good nick. So
they'll enjoy you on the beaches of Brighton, that's for sure.
Yeah. Laura, I mean, interestingly, because you're not probably what I would think someone from Extinction Rebellion looks like. Because I had a guy in my office actually who was a member. We had to sack him, but he was sort of wore tweed, smelled like a dusty bookcase, and had limited chat. Did enjoy playing frisbee, and that was the last straw. How is this, you don't look like someone from Extinction Rebellion. How much of the attention is going towards the cause, and how much is it just guys from Barnsley checking out your Instagram?
Well, you would be surprised. Obviously, I know that some people are just going to be looking at the bazoongas, but I think that I am reaching people. I have good content on my Instagram. I'm very direct with how I speak, and I just try to get to the heart of the issue, and I just try to be as effective as I possibly can.
You become the face of the movement, really, haven't you? You become the new face of Extinction Rebellion. So what business opportunities have you got off the back of it? Because I saw yesterday or the day before you were talking on your Instagram that you were going to be clear with every opportunity you get. So what kind of things have you got off the back of it?
Have you had much attraction from built-on companies?
What's that?
It's dried beef.
No.
High in protein. Yeah.
She's vegetarian.
Are you a vegetarian?
Oh, vegan.
I do a lot of...
Well, they do a vegan built-on now.
They do a vegan built-on, yeah.
But we'll send you some.
But the beef one, you should try. It's delicious. Yeah. No, it really is.
I don't eat animal products.
No, but it's not cooked. It's just raw.
No. I don't eat animal products.
She's whatsoever. Fully vegan.
Oh, right.
Okay. She's fully vegan.
I've been vegan for 6 years. And I just wanted to share with you like a really interesting fact.
Because I'm really interested.
Yeah.
What is the banter like, with the rebellion lot? You know, is the chat good? You know, what kind of banter can we expect, apart from the obvious?
So, yeah, the banter's not too bad, but it's a serious thing. And we're here for a very serious reason. And it's, you know, we're a really good bunch of people. We're really compassionate and we really care and really dedicated. And there's...
Is it kind of like office banter? Because like when I'm in my office, we're all really serious. You know, we all want to make a shed load of coin. You know, we all want to go skiing this year. Hope, fingers crossed. But you know, it is, but there is banter. So is it kind of similar to that? Like everyone's there for the cause to make, you know, to make shed loads of money. But there is like some good banter flowing around in the serious situations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, because you
I'd imagine I'd probably get on quite well.
You should go down. Well, we're going to hopefully Laura will invite you down to the next protest. But Laura,
I'm very used to protesting. I'm organising a protest in Clapham at the moment. We're trying to get rid of the Iceland in Clapham Common, and hopefully we can extend Waitrose through there. And I think that would make the area a lot better.
So you know, just to play devil's advocate here, Laura. Do you think the group's actions over the last couple of months have sort of caused more harm PR-wise to your movement than good? I mean, blocking roads, you know, a lot of people complain they can't get to hospitals,
yes,
things like
that.
Yes, we
did cause disruption. But my question to you is, mm-hmm. and to your listeners,
shoot.
Is why have people been non-disruptively protesting for so many years and been trying to warn both the public and the government for so many years, and we've not been listened to whatsoever, and the government are actually not fulfilling their obligations and their commitments from the Paris Agreement, and they're putting all of our lives at danger. Not just you know, yes, it's I stay up at night thinking, oh my god, I feel so bad for causing this disruption. What if someone, you know, couldn't get here, they missed this, they missed that, what if this happened, what if that happened?
Yeah.
And I do feel very guilty about it, but in the same respect, you have to question and ask yourself, why are people so desperate to come onto the streets and try to express the urgency of this situation?
Yeah.
And just how much the governments aren't doing.
I don't personally, you know, I don't mind the protest as long as it doesn't disrupt my commute into the city, and it has a few times. That's what I'd say, because I get what you're saying. It sounds great. I'm all for it if it just doesn't affect my life. Because I remember at the beginning of Q3, I missed the meeting, which significantly affected my bonus. And that's the only thing that annoys me. But I
understand that if we don't have a world to live in a decade's time, because our ecosystem collapses and we face absolutely catastrophic levels of weather disruption, then you're not going to have a job to go to.
Yeah,
so
but
I think that let me finish my point.
Okay.
We're thinking in a very myopic, kind of self-centered way about everything. And as I say, and I will put the question to you again, we have to question why people have been doing non-disruptive protests for years and years, and nobody has paid a blind bit of attention to them. But as soon as they interrupt something in someone's life, then all of a sudden they're like, oh, who's Extinction Rebellion? What do they want? What's going on? Mm. We're actually trying to do the best for
everyone.
But
does it not make people
get the government to
Sorry, does it not make people get even angrier? You know, I think everyone's quite sensitive to the climate change movement. And I think over the last 4 or 5 years, maybe even more, the government have been doing more to implement changes more than any previous government. I think England is the second... Isn't it the second best after Sweden? Is that right? I think it is. I saw it in a graph. But obviously there's always more to do, and I completely agree with you, Laura. But I was just saying that is it not... And I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying this is what I adhere to. But is it not a bit of an own goal ruining thousands of people's day-to-day lives because then they go like, we're not even going to sort of support that cause. Whereas if there was a slightly better toed line, it may be less disruptive for both.
I've got a solution.
Maybe you listen to non-disruptive protests.
Well, I've got a solution.
Why
don't you take the protests up to Manchester? Because then, that wouldn't disrupt me. And because I just... It's just irritating because I didn't get that deal, and now I can't go to Dubai.
If we don't get our governments to act, and if we don't desperately raise the public awareness about this, then the Thames is going to flood London, and you probably won't have an office to go to. That is how serious this is.
We're
not doing this for a silly reason. We're doing this because millions of people's lives will be affected by this in a very dramatic way.
Laura, have you been to a brunch in Dubai?
No.
Oh, well, there you go. I suggest you try it because it is phenomenal and it's a bloody good fun. Commercial
break. Good morning, afternoon and evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to interrupt such a wonderful interview with such a passionate lady who's got so much to get off her chest. She's fantastic and we will continue with the interview shortly. But I did just want to let you know that for a limited time only, from now, Thursday, till Tuesday, we'll be selling our limited edition Clapham Falcon rugby jerseys, and you can get them via the link in the bio of this podcast or in our link tree, in our bios and our Instagrams. But if you don't order them before Tuesday evening, then you will never be able to get your hands on a Clapham Falcon vintage jersey in the original design from the first year we played. You can play sports in it, you can make love in it, or you can just wear it to some wonderful middle class social events. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the interview.
Can I just share a really important fact with you, and it might make you kind of like
understand
a little bit more. So UNICEF basically done a study, and it says the Children's Climate Risk Index, CCRI, reveals that 240 million children are highly exposed to coastal flooding, and 1 billion children are highly exposed to exceedingly high levels of air pollution.
And that is a bloody good point, but... going back to my point, if you go to Dubai, they've built like a man-made island.
I'm sorry that I disrupted you for a little bit. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all I really wanted. I mean, look, I'm fine. I made it back in the end, and I'm still going to make it to Dubai, which is
good. Fingers crossed. But I get your point. You don't adhere or subscribe to the view that these things come in sort of millennial cycles?
No, this is
you don't?
Misinformation. This is half-truths.
Have you ever been to Inferno's?
What's that?
That's a nightclub in Clapham.
No.
Have you ever been out in Clapham?
No.
I highly recommend. You know, if you ever just want to come for a night out, you know, let your hair down. It's brilliant. I'll take you to one of the best steak places. Meat Liquor's just come here.
I don't really want to do that. Like, if you wanted to take me out, we could go to a vegan place.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, they do vegan stuff.
Wagamama's apparently does, and I love Wagamama's. They do vegan dishes.
They do really good vegan
stuff.
Sounds
great.
What is life outside protesting like for you, Laura? What do you do to like chill out? I mean, are you a bit cheeky? Like, what goes on in your life?
Well, obviously, I don't know if you follow my Instagram, but I've set up OnlyFans recently. So
you set up an OnlyFans. So when was that? Yesterday. So this is going to come out in a week or so. But you set that up yesterday. So we're now sort of end of September. And what led you to sort of do that?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, I'm quite sexy, I'm quite cheeky, I'm quite fun, I'm quite hedonistic.
Yeah,
that's the way I describe myself.
I'm also very serious as well, so I have those two sides to me.
We're very similar. That's how I sort of describe myself on my Hinge profile. I'm cheeky, I'm sexy, but I'm serious.
Yeah.
And then I've got my salary at the bottom, which is six figures.
Yeah, so I thought of a way that I could raise funds and do something that I really enjoy doing. I love being sexy. I love doing stuff like this. And I thought, everyone kept on asking me, are you going to do an OnlyFans? Are you going to do an OnlyFans? And I thought, okay, why not? And then I could basically just give the proceeds to my chosen charities and then also to my individual activism efforts.
Is it videos? Do you do personalized content? Like, how's it work to make the money?
So I do, myself, I do not really pornographic stuff. I just do booby stuff and implied nudes. So not really like very pornographic, but just like...
Like tasteful nudes.
Yeah.
Sort of like your calendar. Do you remember that calendar you did?
Yeah.
Was it 2017?
And then also I had that kind of material at boarding school.
Yeah.
So I like that. That's what I enjoy. Tasteful nudes.
Tasteful nudity.
Yeah. I don't want all the stuff. I like my imagination. To.
So in many ways, your OnlyFans is going to help to extinguish, you know, snap by snap, the world's time problem.
How much money are you going to make?
I've already nearly raised £1,000 in the first day.
Wow!
Why are you giving it away? Just take that money. You could get to Dubai with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Dubai.
Or Saint-Tropez in France. That is a great idea.
Do you go on holiday? Because...
No, not really.
As a climate change lady or gentleman, are they allowed to fly? Are they allowed to take boats? Like, what are the rules?
Well, the insufferable people that try to, the purity culture people that try to nitpick every tiny little decision that we make and say, oh, that's not 100% environmentally friendly, would say, no, you're not allowed to go on any planes. You're not allowed to go on anything like that.
What about going down to Rock in Cornwall? That's amazing. Gordon Ramsay just opened up a phenomenal fish restaurant there.
I'm hopefully going to be working in a vegan fish and chip restaurant that's actually opening up on Brighton Seafront, so I might be the waitress for there.
So will they do non-vegan dishes? Like, will they just do original fish and chips?
No.
Right,
yeah, because
I only employ people that are vegan or and activists as well.
The healthy option? Could you not just have salmon without the batter on it?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. That's interesting.
It's going to be tricky. It's going to be tricky to get your protein fixed.
It's weird because I...
Is there still protein?
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Because I'm about to launch a built-on brand and we're looking at sites. Maybe
you should do a vegan version because that is the future.
I tell you what, I will send you this beef biltong. You've got to try it and then come back to me and say you want to be a vegan. It is phenomenal. It's got a bit of chili chutney in there.
I don't try that. It's not about...
Just try a little bit. Just try a little bit.
It's not about the taste. It's about the ethics.
Yeah. No. These cows had a great life. They were so happy.
They didn't have a great life. We killed them at the end.
Yeah, but they sort of got old and worn, and because there wasn't much, because it's all in South Africa, there's not much greenery, so they weren't that nutritious. So they didn't, and so they just, you know.
There's no such thing as humane slaughter. That's an oxymoron.
Well, they don't blind them or stop them. They see everything, so they know what's happening. So in a way, you know, they're not trying to deceive the cows.
They know what's up. Yeah.
They're deceiving them if they're killing them when they don't need to be killed.
Okay, let's just disagree to agree.
You're not getting that I'm a vegan.
No, so I know, like, you don't eat meat. I get that.
Meat, fish, eggs, or dairy, or any byproduct from an animal. So
I know, I'm out. I couldn't do that because I play rugby and I need protein. I need to be in shape.
There's still enough protein. You can ask Patrick Badoon. He's one of the world's strongest man. He's been a vegan for many years.
Yeah, but I'm a rugby player. Different kind of needs.
Yeah. Different muscles.
Yeah. And
cows eat grass and then they're massive. Gorillas eat a lot of grass.
Yeah, but I do, because I've got quite a tight regime, you know. I'm working out twice a day and then I play rugby practice. And for me, I've just been brought up on egg whites, boiled chicken and broccoli.
There's vegan protein powders?
I've got protein powder, yeah. I love taking protein powder.
Vegan one?
Pardon?
Would you try and go vegan for 1 month?
No, my protein powder is, again, it's beef flavoured and it's beautiful.
I'll tell you what, Laura, why don't you send some recommendations for vegan stuff and then you send some of your biltong and then we'll...
Yeah.
I will try.
Okay. And what was the first shot you posted or the first video?
A complete nude of me.
Okay.
Wow.
I've actually posted a really nice POV boob kind of jiggle video.
Wow. Slow-mo or real time?
Slow-mo.
Slow-mo.
Always slow-mo. Always with the slow-mo.
Always slow-mo. That's your tip of the day, guys.
Where are you on next, Laura? What program?
For my individual activism, I'm thinking of getting vegan cupcakes made and going into the centre of London and doing like a really nice topless cupcake.
Can I just ask you not to come near the city on those days?
I won't block it, don't worry.
Please,
I'm just going to be on the pavement.
it is nearly end of Q3 and I really need to, you know.
You've got a big week coming up.
I've got a big week, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I won't block it.
Laura, you've been wonderful. Just leave us with one thing. What's the naughtiest thing you do breaking your veganism?
Worst thing I've ever done for the environment is to get plastic boobies.
Laura, just before you go, can we count on you to be at the protest to get rid of Iceland in Clapham Common and get your signature?
No.
Oh, right.
That's wonderful. Well, Laura Amherst.
And Laura, listen, send us your address and we'll get you a lovely case of Bilton off. Have a lovely evening.
No,
take care. Bye bye.
Don't do that, please.
Thank you, Laura.
Just get the address.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is finally here. After a short hiatus, the number one rugby comedy podcast in the world is back. We've missed you, and we have put together the greatest list of guests ever created. But what a way to start with an activist who also has an OnlyFans. Strap in, from each Thursday from now until New Year, we will have and be your companion in your ears. So strap in for the biggest, greatest season ever created. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Ring Biz Series 6.
Nah, 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 nah. Clapham is the place if you wanna go far, like nah, 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 nah. Clapham is the place and you gotta go fast, like nah, 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 nah. Clapham is the place if you wanna
My hometown's
like
called Clapham. Some say Clapsy, I don't know, but Clapham's the place that I wanna promote, bro. A culture diverse, it's a mecca, a place with 1,000 different colours, religions and races. And we got bare places, number 32 to infernos if the spaces. I love it, but hate the way the media betrays it. Negativity is generally the connotation, like Clapham. Oh dear, that's a bad place, man, you don't wanna go there. There's posh guys and fit girls and cigarette rings with no hair, tools and brown loafers that come out of nowhere. But that's a bunch of rubbish, it's a silly mistake on which nobody can really afford to relate. Cause if the seeds can't thrive, then the community can't spy for the youth in C-L-A-P-H-A-M. You don't know.
Nah, 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 nah. Clapham is the place if you wanna go far, like nah, 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 nah. Clapham is the place and you gotta go fast, like nah, 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 nah. Clapham is the place if you wanna go far, like nah, 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 nah. Clapham is the place and you gotta go fast, like.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.